Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, October 9th, 2025, and we have a great mix of finance headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Mining for Opportunity: What Investors Should Know About the Sprott Active Metals and Miners ETF. Metals remain essential to infrastructure, technology, and security globally. Investors can explore the Sprott Active Metals and Miners ETF to navigate the complex mining sector. The ETF, known as METL, offers active management to address the challenges in the mining industry. With demand for industrial and specialty minerals on the rise, the ETF focuses on companies that can reliably supply these materials. The lead portfolio manager, Justin Tolman, brings valuable insights as an economic geologist with extensive experience in the resource sector. The ETF's hands-on approach includes over 200 management meetings annually and on-site reviews worldwide to assess the resilience of mining projects. By actively managing risks and engaging with mining executives, the ETF aims to provide investors with a strategic way to participate in the sector while mitigating potential challenges.
Invitation to Multitude AG's 9M Earnings Call and Capital Markets Day 2025. Join us virtually on 13 November 2025 at 13 CET. Multitude AG, a European fintech company, is inviting financial analysts, investors, and media to its 9M Financial Results Earnings Call and Capital Markets Day 2025 webcast on November 13, 2025. The event will start with the earnings call at 13 CET, followed by the Capital Markets Day presentation at 13:45 CET. The leadership team will discuss strategic ambitions, growth opportunities, and financial targets. Registration for the webcast is available on the company's website. Multitude offers digital lending and online banking services to consumers, SMEs, and other fintechs, operating in 25 countries with a turnover of 274 million euros in 2024. DataVault AI, DVLT, partners with 99.7 FM to launch first commercial deployment of patented AIO tech. DataVault AI, a leader in AI-driven data visualization, valuation, and monetization, has partnered with 99.7 FM to launch the first commercial deployment of its patented AIO technology. This one-year pilot program will integrate DataVault's AIO and DataVault data monetization services into 99.7 FM's live events and advertising platforms, marking a significant milestone in mainstream broadcast applications of AIO's data over sound innovation. Pending FCC approval, the pilot will enable interactive two-way audience engagement through sound-triggered mobile communications, bridging digital and physical experiences. Co-founder and CMO Sonia Choi sees this partnership as a way to create new revenue streams and expand advertising inventory in the $28.75 billion U.S. radio advertising market. To learn more about DataVault AI and its innovative technologies, visit www.datavaultsite.com.
Investor news breaks: C3's Inc. NASDAQ CISS closes $2 million registered direct offering. C3S Inc.'s.CS recently closed a registered direct offering selling 800,000 shares of common stock at $2.50 per share to institutional investors, resulting in gross proceeds of approximately $2 million. The transaction was finalized on October 9, 2025. The company plans to use the net proceeds for general corporate purposes and working capital. Aegis Capital Corp. acted as the exclusive placement agent for the offering, with Goodwin Procter LLP and Kaufman & Knowles PC serving as U.S. counsel. C3IS Inc. is a ship-owning company providing dry bulk and crude oil seaborne transportation services, with shares listed on the NASDAQ Capital Market under the symbol CISS. For more information, visit the company's website.
Gold edges towards $4,000 as macroeconomic tailwinds converge, the price of gold surged to $358 an ounce this week, marking a gain of over 50% since the year began, the steepest climb since the 70s oil shocks. Market and geopolitical conditions continue to drive up gold prices, benefiting extraction companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited, TSX PTM. Mining Newswire, a specialized communications platform focusing on global mining and resources sectors, provides access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit miningnewswire.com. China wants to upend NVIDIA's chip dominance. China is determined to close the gap on U.S. technology dominance by investing heavily in AI, robotics, and high-end semiconductor chips. This push aims to reduce reliance on foreign suppliers and strengthen China's position in the global tech race. Companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. now need to accelerate their R&D programs to keep up with these advancements.
The Mission Driven Bank Fund announces investment in Ohio Mutual Bank. The Mission Driven Bank Fund has announced an investment in First Mutual Holding Co., the bank holding company for Warsaw Federal Savings and Loan, an independent mutual bank and minority depository institution based in Cincinnati. Warsaw Federal plans to use the net proceeds to provide financial services, tools, and education to support economic opportunity and financial equity in the greater Cincinnati region. This marks the 11th deployment for MDBF, which aims to invest in MDI and CDFI banks nationwide. The fund's portfolio manager, Paul Welch, commended Warsaw Federal for its commitment to promoting economic vitality in underserved communities. For more information, visit missiondrivenbankfund.org. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.